From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani on Sunday threatened the U.S. if it withdraws from a nuclear agreement. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Under election rules, voters are registered in the area their ancestors come from, and that's seen people traveling across the country in order to take part.
A tough new warning from Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday is raising fears of war in the Middle East. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is prepared to confront Iranian aggression sooner rather than later. Speaking at the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, Netanyahu accused Iran of transferring advanced weapons to neighboring Syria, including missiles and anti-aircraft batteries it intends to use against Israel. We do not want an escalation, Netanyahu said, but we are prepared for any scenario. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
North Korea has warned the United States not to misread its overtures of peace as a sign of weakness. State media reported that a foreign ministry spokesman said the U.S. is deliberately provoking North Korea at the time when the situation on the Korean Peninsula is moving towards peace and reconciliation. The official was referring to American claims that President Trump's policy of maximum political pressure and sanctions are what drove the North to the negotiating table. This is VOA News. Australia's attempt to join the rapidly growing space industry is going to receive a multi-million dollar boost. Most developed countries, including New Zealand, have agencies dedicated to promoting industries in space. Australia has many space startups, some of which have struck deals with NASA and other international agencies. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
A company in Australia's Northern Territory is working with indigenous groups to build a launch site. Professor Anna Moore, a member of the Australian Government's Expert Reference Group, which advises officials on creating a space agency, says a cash boost in this week's federal budget will go a long way.
The $50 million injection is a great start for setting up the agency itself. We're talking about setting up the administration, the legal aspects, working across government.
The Australian space industry has grown by about 10% annually over the past two decades. Experts believe it has the potential to create thousands of jobs and say that a domestic space agency will consolidate the sector, give it direction, and foster international links.
At least seven Kenyan soldiers have been killed and two others seriously injured after a powerful bomb targeted a military vehicle near the Somali town of Dobli, near the border with Kenya. The vehicle was in a convoy on patrol when it was hit by the IED, causing a massive explosion, according to witnesses. A Somali military official said the IED tore apart the vehicle, killing the soldiers instantly. Last week, seven Somali government soldiers were killed in the same area in a bombing that destroyed their vehicle. A powerful bomb ripped through a crowded mosque in southeastern Afghanistan Sunday. At least 12 people were killed, 33 wounded. Officials expect the death toll to rise. Earlier, gunmen in a northern Afghan region kidnapped seven engineers, most of them Indians. The mosque bombing happened in Khost province, which borders Pakistan. At the time of the attack, the mosque was serving as a voter registration center. There has not been a claim of responsibility yet. And President Trump's new lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has told ABC News that the president would not obey an order from the special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election to answer questions. Giuliani also said on Sunday that Trump might use his constitutional right against self-incrimination if he is forced to testify. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.